Hello.
Hi.
Do we even, like, I don't even want to edit this, so do we have to, like, ding 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 ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
There we go. It's just like the real thing.
You might want to edit that. Like,
I don't want to listen to it over again. What do you mean it was pitch perfect?
I'm so worried that I'm going to say lots of ums and ahs and talk over you because we haven't done this for so long.
Can't be bothered. No, I feel like we'll come back and we'll be better than ever, you know? Surprise! We're back.
Hello!
If you ask why we're back...
Don't ask. There's no reason.
There's not. I just had a lot of things to discuss with Alex that typically... I wouldn't have to like be like, hey, I have things I need to talk to you about because we would just discuss it on the pod.
But yes. Because
we don't have that anymore. I was like, oh, I need
specifically beauty related.
Yeah, like I need to kind of tick that off.
We so still talk.
I've got, yeah, we do sometimes.
It was so funny because I said to Lisa, I was going to say 100. I'm like, if 50 people say yes, they want to listen to us, then we'll do it. Yeah. And then it was 200 and
I was going to say 270 or something. It was close to 300.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Good to see you guys.
For a bunch of old hags.
Yeah.
I think we might start by... Everyone wants, like, us updates and blah, blah, blah. But let's start with the actual reason.
Let's start the reason.
The conversation.
I don't know how to lead into this because you were the ones that was so...
Yeah.
We sat down and ate dinner together before this. Basically,
so
sat in silence because you're like, can't ask you pregnancy questions and I can't ask you
beauty questions,
so we'll just not talk.
So,
how's the dog?
How's the rain? All right, I'll just read you my notes out and then we can go through it.
Sure.
So, this is my notes of discussion.
Okay.
Minutes in reverse.
Sure.
Chrissy Teigen's face, what's happening? Alana Rama relatability.
Mm.
Hello October nail account and the influencer demise. Am I losing my chin because I'm a milf?
Okay. Such a chaotic list of things to go through. I can't wait.
Topic one. What's happening with Chrissy Teigen's face? Now, this is something that me and Alex have been privately colluding over the last 2 to 3 years.
It's been a long time.
Saying, what's happened to Chrissy Teigen's face?
Mm.
And now TikTok has caught on.
Yes, and when she
Someone's hacked our iCloud because they've heard us.
When she was pregnant, it was like, maybe she's just got some pregnancy swelling going on. Yeah, and then
and
it was
affecting her eyebrows dramatically.
No, she's definitely having filler while she's pregnant because things are changing dramatically. Like, it's just been this evolution.
Mm-hmm. We think a lot of it is eyebrow related. Like, I've been freaked out by her eyebrows for some time. And I think Alex... had the very clever realizing of we think there's been an eyebrow transplant because her eyebrow hairs are too long.
They were, and she did a thing like
caterpillars.
Yeah, she had did a post at one point being like, I can't wait to see my brow lady again or something like that, and tagged them. And I was just like, your brows have never looked like this before, though. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a I've let them go a bit long moment.
It was like she was growing out a beard above her eyes. And I think there was this side photo of her on a boat.
Yeah.
And, like, her eyebrow hairs were caught in the wind and, like, sort of swished sideways. I'm like, that isn't how eyebrows should move. And it has weirdly, you know, everyone says eyebrows change your face. It's changed her face.
Completely. It's like Adrian's old man eyebrow hairs that he gets. Like, sometimes he gets a random long one that points down or points up and I have to, like, tame it back into place. All of hers were
That's
like that.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And then, did I send you the TikTok?
You did.
Yeah. She looks like that filter. You know the, like, it's not called Pillow Princess filter, but you know the
Pillow Face one.
Pillow Face filter where it gives you these really padded cheeks and, like, scary lips. Because I think and from front chin. On she looks okay, but then from side on she looks like Lord Farquaad.
Front on it's given her volume and definition, like, in a, you know, she spends her life online and on TV.
Yeah.
When you're front on, it's given her, like, a lift.
Yeah.
But side on,
botched.
She looks botched.
Yeah. Really strange. And I think the thing with her that's tricky is she's always had a really full face.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose that as you age. Oh, my God, I just realized I can't edit out burps, so I'm just going to have to swallow them. And so people are, like, on the internet are saying, why has she got filler? She's always had such a full face.
Yes.
I'm going, I get why she's got filler.
She
because she's
it.
Always had such a full face, so it'll be so dramatic when she loses that. And, like, that really does age you when you lose that volume.
She also had the, like, buckle fat removal as well.
True.
Inside her cheeks. So maybe that's contributed to the, like, side profile, you know, dramatic peaks and troughs.
Yes. She looks like Molly May in the Love Island season she was in before she dissolved all of her face, which was just lumpy. Anyway, it's really interesting.
Keep an eye out.
Sometimes we like to scroll back to 5 years ago and compare what's happened, and strongly recommend, if you're toxic and have nothing better to do, to have a go at that.
In between your Britney Spears conspiracy theory browsing.
God.
Jump on our Chrissy Teigen one.
Free Britney. Okay, Alana Rama relatability.
Oh, I brought this up.
Yeah, one of our favorite influencers, always very down to earth, Alana Rama. Now, here's the thing. She's lost a lot of weight. She's very toned. She looks very fit.
I think this says more about us than it says about her.
No, here's the question.
Okay, I'm worried about being called out.
No, here's the question. Am I not finding her as relatable anymore because she is now completely scientifically beautiful in every way, and she's very thin and fitting all of the beauty standards?
And getting every major brand deal because of it as well. Like, yes. Let's not forget, she's just gone on a brand trip with Dior, and like, she's getting high-end collaboration opportunities.
Or am I seeing her content change because I'm seeing her go on trips and actively taking her protein and her meal planning, and that sort of, like, I'm getting the ick in that way because I'm a bit like, live your life. I wouldn't follow influencers like old school Sarah's Day or whatever actively. Now. And so I'm kind of seeing a little bit of a toxic relationship with food, which I don't want to watch, but her other content I enjoy. So am I experiencing, like, what a lot of people I would imagine experience when their favorite influencer gets pregnant, and perhaps they can't get pregnant, aren't interested in pregnancy, don't want children, find that completely non-relevant to them anymore? Is that what's happening? Or is it a bit of both? Am I, like, secretly jealous or put off by the fact that she's perfect now, and then I'm going, oh, well, that's not very realistic? I think it's a bit of both. I think it's probably 70% I don't want to see people having no balance in life and really organizing their whole life around their health routines, and wellness and fitness.
Yeah.
But I think there's a little bit of me going, oh, you used to be very normal sized. I liked that I could look at you and you had, like, a bit thicker legs, and I could identify with you. And now you're, like, a professional athlete level of toned.
I feel the same way, and I called myself out for it because I thought, I think I'm finding her unrelatable because she's getting skinnier and hotter.
Yeah.
But upon reflection, I think that her content has shifted too. At the same time that she has changed physically as a person, she's not producing the same, like, she hasn't done Everyday May.
Which, yes, she is.
Is she doing Everyday May?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm really not enjoying her content then because I'm not watching it. That's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, it just feels like it used to be so much more chaotic. Carefree. And, like, yeah, just, I'm just at home and I don't care what you think, and let's go to, like, the Home Depot and buy some shit for the house. Yeah. Like, yeah, she doesn't do it anymore.
Food for thought, haha, so to speak. Okay, here we go. Hello October, did you ever follow her?
No.
Okay, so she, Hello October, for context, she was in the Fro Amelia Liana style YouTube vlogger.
Mm-hmm.
She actually was relatively big on YouTube, but a tier down from the top UK ones. And now I think she's actually quite big on Insta and TikTok. Interestingly, she also went from being kind of standard normal size to being very, very petite. Mm. She went vegan and very, very petite, and did a lot of fitness content, which is when I also
stopped watching.
Didn't give a fuck about her anymore. Mm-hmm. Yes. However, she's coming up a lot more now on my TikTok feed, even though I don't follow her on YouTube. And she's been quite friendly with Amelia Liana and stuff, and they're doing lots of joint trips together.
Yep.
Now, the weird thing is,
oh, I have something to add to this. Remind me later.
Okay. Yep. This chick is pretty big on Instagram.
Yep.
I'm just going to look up her.
Please do, because I need to put a face to the name.
So her name's Susie Bernaldi, and that's what she has moved on to now. She's got 235K on Instagram.
Decent. Yep.
Yeah. And she goes on all the same press trips as
other people. Oh, I recognize her face. Yep.
So she's still getting brand deals, all of those things.
Yep.
High-end stuff. She has lots of luxury bags, etc. I saw this account that was tagged from Amelia Liana saying, Susie did my nails at Hello October, which is her old, like, account name. And I click on it, and she's doing nails. Like, she's doing nails. And she's got,
a nail technician.
Yes. Okay. She's got like 7 photos and it's like such and such qualified nail technician. Like she's done a course.
Okay.
She's got like a couple of stories of her obviously at like her course thing. And then she's done like Amelia Liana's and In the Froze Nails.
That's now, so interesting.
Why? Like, she's clearly making enough. If she was desperate, she could sell, like, her Birkin and some bags, like, and live off that and shares for the rest
of
her life.
Did she start out in beauty or did she start out in fashion?
She was just one of those generic lifestyle beauty vloggers. She didn't come from, like, a makeup artist land or anything like that.
So interesting.
And I'm thinking...
Maybe she's planning to, like, she wants to do it and then she's going to bring out her own nail line. Or maybe, like, maybe the nail line's already in the works. And she's like, I've got to justify this. I'm going to make myself into a nail technician to be able to justify it.
But here's the thing. Is she charging her influencer friends and making money off that?
Yeah, it seems a bit weird.
Or is she not charging them and just using them for promo? But if she needs promo, you'd think that's to get future clientele.
Yes.
But you'd also think that she's too famous to have random people coming to her home salon.
Yeah, definitely.
To do their nails. And also...
maybe she'll buy a salon.
Even if she charges £100 a set. Let's say they're $200 to get your nails done.
Yep.
She could earn that in...
5 minutes.
One photo.
Yeah, that's right.
So why? Like, why?
I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm pegging it on a nail line. It's the only thing I can think of that makes sense, because why else would she do it?
I was thinking future-proofing. Like, is she wanting a baby and thinking that she's not going to be able
to do all She'll just be a mummy blogger. Like, there's so many opportunities. Life exists beyond baby, especially when you're an influencer.
I don't know. I maybe she's worried that her space is so luxury and travel-y and things that it doesn't then... like, her audience is not going to be the mummy blogger.
Yeah.
I just don't know. But... yeah.
Fun. Well, she's planning on being a mum. Like, surely the nail fumes aren't that good for her, like, trying to have a baby anyway.
I'm so totally confused by it. Watch this space. Even, like, she posted, like, it's just so awkward because it's embarrassing to have a really public following and then start something new. Like, if anyone saw my makeup account, which I never post on anyway, when I had, like, 3 followers and 2 photos from, like, the smoky eye that I did in class... I'd rather die.
It is quite.
But she's got like 230,000 people that are going to flood over. However, when I checked her account, she had like 900 followers. I was like, I can DM her and I'm going to ask her prices and she's going to do my nails because I wanted to know. I'm so confused.
Hmm.
Are influencers diversifying? I have noticed that a lot of Australian influencers, like the Brittany Saunders and the, I don't know, that. The Shani Grimmins and that of the world.
Yeah.
They've all got their own sort of fashion brands. Lines.
Yeah. Jewelry.
Yes. Yeah. There's another one, Jamie. Jazz Hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I always do Jazz Hands with. How is no one.
Like, is her surname actually Hand? Hand. Jazz Hand? I think.
Jazz Hand. Singular.
Ooh. Like, that's even worse.
Copyright. Yeah. Anyway, yes.
I've never thought about it. Now I'm never going to unsee it.
She has the jewelry.
Yeah.
The other one has like a plus size or like inclusive fashion line. And I'm like, go get it, girls. That makes sense.
Mm.
But none of them have gone for nail tech. Actually, Brittany Lee Saunders has a couple of cafes as well.
Oh, does she?
Like, yeah, full businesswoman, which is really interesting. Cafe's but that's fun. How they've like diversified and, you know.
Well, they've used their money that they've earned. And, and they've invested it into another stream, which makes perfect sense to me.
But I'm just so confused by the nail tech. Yeah.
Yeah, the nail tech doesn't seem... like it's got a profitable future about it either.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Before we jump into the next thing, which I feel was largely unbeauty related.
It's about my chin.
That's right. I'm pretty sure Estée Lalonde and her boyfriend have broken up.
Same.
Because she was like on a press junket talking about him. I swear she did that podcast with What's Her Face. And then she was they went on a trip together to, Sri Lanka, and they were posting, well, they weren't posting photos together, but his hands were in things and they were eating meals together and he was around.
There was 2 meals at the table.
Yeah. Yes.
And then recently in her vlog. She's
like, I've been having a hard time. She went to the wellness retreat with Amelia.
Yes.
There's been a whole bunch of like clues.
Yep.
Like, you guys have definitely broken up, but you only just so recently announced that you were together.
Yep. I got that too.
Yeah.
100%. I'm with you on that. Do you know who's normally really good at that if he actually watched or paid attention? Brenton can always spot a celebrity breakup. Wow. Always. Or
What a talent.
A normal human breakup. In fact,
he knows when people are on the rocks.
You know, if this is a big prediction, but you know who he figured out?
Who?
Emrata.
And oh, really?
He knew Emrata's divorce before TMZ.
Because he read the book. He got a vibe from the book.
Did he read the book?
Yeah, he read her book. I remember it being on his bedside table and I was like, why does Brendan have Emrata's book?
But like, ironically, he also has like the nude book that was like released without her consent and he bought it and then he found out and now he hasn't opened it because he's like, so stressed about it. But he's also like, Emrata's titties.
As if he so hasn't opened it. He's just told he tells me that. He would go to confession at church and be like, I opened the book.
I looked at her titties. I loved blurred lines. But, oh my god, that was a real Seth Rogen laugh there. what was I going to say? Oh yeah, he like literally said, I haven't seen Emrata post with her husband in a while. And then like 5 days later, the cheating shit came out.
Is he an opportunist? Is that why he knows? Yeah.
No, he's just really good at it.
Yeah, good on him.
He always spots it. It's his very mild superpower.
And Jamie Genevieve had her baby.
Oh yeah.
What we were talking about name predictions before. I think it's going to be unisex.
Yeah, I think you're right there. But unisex and like classic, I was going to say Alex.
Or like maybe it'll be a girl name, boy name. Like maybe she'll call her Harriet and she'll call her Harry or something like that. I don't know.
I get the vibe you're going with. I could see her having a Hattie.
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of English name.
Yep.
That's still got boyish charm.
It's hard to imagine them with a Scottish accent, though. I don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work.
So true. All right, I guess we should get into some of the life update questions.
Wait, your chin.
Oh, my chin. Okay, am I losing my chin because I'm a mouth breather? TikTok is giving me a lot of information about...
I've seen. Because kids.
Yeah.
Kids who are mouth breathers have no chins.
Yep.
Yeah, I've
been... And my nephew's currently seeing like a myofacial...
Max.
Yep.
Really?
Something, something. Yep. I should know because of my job. Myofacial something. Anyway, speech pathologist with extra training.
Yeah.
Because he, like, when he sleeps like a dog, like, his tongue, like, comes out of his mouth.
Oh, wow.
When I sleep, my mouth is wide open. I drool all the time. I am a mouth breather. And I just looked at a photo the other day and I was like, holy shit, my chin. I don't remember having, like, a small chin. And I think that my chin is moving back also. I had a really, really bad bite that I had braces for, and now my teeth have moved so much, and they're definitely kind of far back. Bark. And I'm thinking I may... So never in my life have I considered getting fucking...
Chin filler.
No.
Oh.
I know, I'm thinking more structural. What's it called? The trays? Invisalign. Because I'm like, whatever, my bottom teeth are fucked, but it gives me character.
You are going to have Invisalign for 6 years to move your jaw. It'll take so long.
I'm probably going to need elastics.
You're going to need everything. Well, they can't do that with Invisalign, so you might have to get real personal.
Well, then I'm just going to have to get chin filler and ignore the structural actual issues. And, you know, I can't start breathing through my nose now. But I think my chin is disintegrating. It's so small from the side.
I don't think it's
different.
It is. Different.
Don't tell me it's always looked like this. That's worse. Like, look at that.
You're pulling it in. No one can see this.
Okay. But you know those like cartoons
where... You look like Sid from Ice Age because he's just straight up neck.
Yes, I feel like my...
Not saying you always looked when you pulled your chin.
No, I always looked like Sid.
Gullet like that.
I don't know. Guys, I think something's wrong with me.
You can't change it now. It's too late.
It's too late, but I swear to you, I'm going to have to start taking some like progress photos because it's receding.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sure you've got side-on profile pictures from the past on your phone or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know how to help, but chin filler may be the answer.
Oh, it's masking the real issue.
That's okay. You just keep getting more and more and more.
I know. What if I start eating sandwiches and like... heaps of the top goes and none of the bottom kind of
that
mine.
Already happens to me. I have to keep flipping them upside
down. Yeah, it's exhausting.
Okay. Life updates. What did you guys want to know?
Obviously want to know heaps about the bear that's inside Alex's tummy.
We're going to do another one.
Another episode so that people that don't want to hear or might find it triggering, etc., don't need to listen.
Yeah.
New
products you're loving. Ooh. I have a couple.
Nice.
That moon juice serum. Is that what it's called? The plumping hyaluronic jelly serum?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's
What's
mine.
It called? Moon
juice? Yeah, moon juice something potion.
Yeah. plumping potion. Pumping, pump. No, it's plumping because Adrian says pumping every time he reads it. And I'm like, you're wrong.
Plumping jelly? Plump jelly.
Yes.
Moon juice, he says, plump jelly, hyaluronic. He says
pump jelly and I said that sounds like lube. Mm-hmm. It is great. It's the thickest hyaluronic.
Mm.
They say on the back of that bottle, use 3 pumps. Are you kidding me? That would go to my knees. It would spread so far.
It would, particularly with my chin now.
Yeah, it's just slides right off. So that's been really good.
Yeah, and that was a recommendation from yours truly, wasn't it?
It was. Wee-hee. And I've also been liking the new Liberty Bell face tanning moisturizer that they sent us.
My sister's got mine because I got sent to my older
brother. I can't remember the name specifically of it. It's the only fake tanning.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
One that they've got. I will preface this by saying I tried the one for normal to oily skin first because that's just happened to be the bottle that I opened. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize there were two separate ones and I got quite flaky and it wasn't right for my skin. Mm-hmm. So the normal to dry or the dry to mature or whatever it's called, much better. Much better.
But nice that, like, obviously if you're actually truly oily and can't fake tan your face because you break out or something, that could be a really good option.
Yeah. I've been trying to give my normal to oily one away to someone, but I don't know anyone who's got oily face.
I know.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I too have also been on the plump jelly.
Mm.
I have basically not used any product for, like,
3 months. Pantera Oral Derm. You had Pantera Oral Derm, I'm sure, when we were finishing up
the last episode of the podcast. Did it even go away? No, it did go. It went away. I don't, honestly, it's fucked. Whatever. I'm so over it. At the moment, it kind of isn't there, but, like, if I was to put an active on tomorrow, it would be back.
Oh.
And this was, I nearly killed my insides with the doxycycline. Oopsies. Shout out to Kate, who listened and told me how to fix it. Oh, my gosh,
bless
you. Literally, shout out to Kate, who I thought was going to be a gym membership or a real estate agent calling. You know
who's been calling me? HelloFresh recently. Oh, what the fresh fuck?
You already text so much. Why are they calling?
They send me letters in the mail that have somehow, they got my new address. I'm like, what? How did you get this?
God.
I know.
I haven't even changed my address on, like, my license, and HelloFresh has found your new address.
Yeah, be careful. They'll find you too.
God, could they change my address for me? So I've been using the QV Gentle Wash, like literally the shit I normally wash my body with.
Yeah,
that has been my cleanser every single day. It's the only thing I've used.
The residue it leaves behind.
No, not the ceramide wash, just the gentle wash. Okay. So QV Normal Wash, too stripping for me. QV Gentle Wash, the perfect amount. QV Ceramide Wash,
can't use it.
Great, but... Yeah. Leaves too much of a residue.
Yeah.
I also have been absolutely saved by the QV moisturizer in the pot. I should have grabbed it out.
I know the one.
It's the ceramide one. Yeah. And I think it's in the eczema range.
But
and
it's not the balm. It's no, the moisturizer. It's, yeah.
So they do like an ointment in a pot, but it's the moisturizer in a pot.
Mm.
Holy shit. So I've been getting eczema since we moved to the new house. Probably environmental. Like, it's old AF. There's probably dust mites, which I'm like... so allergic to, it's not even funny. And so I've been getting it behind my knees and that, like, fixed it within 2 days. Also, when I actually bother to use it and moisturize my body, I am, like, so supple and dry. It's amazing. It's a thicker texture than the moisturizer, which is really lightweight, but it's not, like, sticky. It just, like, hangs around a bit longer. It's so good.
Yeah, because
it's a tub, I actually find it easier to apply because you just kind of, like, stick your hand in and then just like blah, blah,
you can really slop it on. Yeah.
So that has been saving me and I've actually been using that a little bit on my face as well. Like, this is how bleak my skincare routine has been.
While we're talking body moisturizers, the Mecca Athletica body moisturizer, love. Leaves behind the nicest residue that is not sticky. But it's sealing. Like, it makes me feel sealed. It's so waxed nice.
Waxed like an apple.
Yeah, perfectly. So anyway, that's been really good as well. I can't remember what else I've tried that I've loved.
I also have been using the Rose oil from MV.
Oh, yeah.
It was Booster Plus, I think it's called.
Yep.
So my skincare routine has literally been QV, like, body wash on my face, and then
so bleak.
It's so bleak.
My skin would be awful if that's all I could
do. Well, it is kind of awful, and it's shit, and it's drab, but whatever. And
did you buy Hannah English's serum?
Because I have been going to buy the Rebound serum forever. I also live 300 meters from a Priceline, and I keep forgetting. I literally went to go today. I went to the Framer instead.
Yeah. I really like it. Yes. It's worth buying.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Niacinamide.
Yeah. Just fixes my everything. Foot is so asleep that it's making me feel sick, and I have to give it a really big shake, but it's going to... Also, I bought a Dead Cool fragrance. Yeah. I bought Milk. Milk Extra I didn't like as much. You think it's going to smell like milk but amplified. However, on me, it just smelled like vodka. Like, it was really alcohol-y. Mm. The alcohol didn't, like, dissipate.
For the record, it doesn't smell anything like milk.
No, don't know why it's called that. It's very powdery with a little bit of peppery notes. I really like it, but then when it dries down on my clothes, just because it's like a new smell, it kind of distracts me because there's a real like laundry powder. It has kind of,
it's got a big clean powder fragrance.
Almost, and it's not toilet spray-ish, but it's got that like powdery, chemically smell that's not so like synthetic and fresh like we like. But I think it's a really nice layering fragrance. And for me to like a fragrance is pretty fucking rare.
Have you put it with Molecule?
Yes.
And?
I like, yeah, it's nice. I particularly like it with Molecule.
Eccentric.
Either Eccentric or O2, I forget. That gives it a bit more, like, earthiness, grittiness.
Yeah, nice. What else?
I have also had my hair cut into, like, shorter front bits and layers. I went and I was like, give me hair for a bouncy blow wave, even though my hair doesn't last in a bouncy blow wave. But I was like... The cut might help. And the cut helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't judge it off me now because it looks fucked.
No, I think it looks when it's good.
It doesn't. Look at this. It's so sparky. When I haven't done anything, the front is like literally dries like directly out and straight like a balcony off my head. It's cooked. However, I have found a secret for making my hair last-ish.
What is it?
I use a L'Oreal Techni Hold Spray, which is like a pre-styling spray.
Yeah.
And in the fro was doing a Dyson tutorial and she was like, I do heat protectant on every strand before I style it.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, I do it so that it's like a bit wet when I style it. And that helps. So it's going like wet to dry.
Yeah.
So I do that with my rise. I rise it with that like heat protectant styling spray in it. And it lasts so much better than also it grips in my hair better than when the hair's dry.
Yeah.
And it actually really does help. So I can, the rest of my hair drops out a lot and it maybe only has like a slight bend, but it gives a bit of body, like it doesn't compress the hair down. But my front bits can hold that bend.
I'm glad that you're using your rise, but you really don't use your Dyson.
I do.
Do you? Okay.
The thing is, I use my Dyson when I wash my hair, but I just don't wash my hair very often.
Yeah, okay.
But I will try using it.
You should.
I'm going to use it more, but the rise is more functional because I can have like, obviously, dry hair or sweaty hair, I can dry shampoo it, I can do it and then go. So I always knew when I got the Dyson that it was never going to be like a primary use situation. However, if I'm drying my hair, I may as well use it with the Dyson.
Yeah.
You know? I'm still glad I've got it.
Yes. Everyone wants to know how your house is going.
Yeah, really good, but it's like such a boring thing to explain on a podcast, right? Like,
is it?
Everyone's like, what have you bought?
And I don't remember where we got up to when we finished the pod. Had you moved in yet?
Surely not.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure we finished it in the last year and we moved in Feb.
Yeah, okay.
So we just bought it. So we moved in the week of my birthday.
Yeah. Lisa and Brenton have completely, like, bedazzled the place in the best way. Bedazzled.
Yeah.
It's filled with all of their, like, cute and quirky knickknacks and things that were in the old house.
Mm.
But it's added like the most perfect amount of character to this house, whereas in the old house it added like contrast and interest, but here it's like character.
Yeah, my sister keeps saying she just always walks in and goes, I can't believe that all these things were in your old house because it feels like they were bought for this house. She'll point out like my weird vintage jars and stuff. She's like, why? How was this in your old house? But it makes total sense here.
Yes, I agree.
So I do feel like everything feels like quite sympathetic with the home, and even like some of our new bits, it's like modernize the home, but then the old bits go with the home.
It's true.
So that's nice. There's definitely, like, I'd love to get a new bloody couch. Like, there's some things that, like, don't go. Like, our dining chairs don't go, but Brenton's like, they're so comfy, we're never throwing these out.
They
and
I'm are
like,
comfortable.
Okay, I can't. Yeah, I know. I can't. You can't win everything. The most recent changes we've made is we have a study off our bedroom with an external door as well, which is a bit strange, but, like, I would never, like, it would be perfect as my makeup studio room so that people could come from outside, but if anyone needs to put contacts in, go to the toilet, do anything,
they're in your
they
bedroom.
Would have to walk through my bedroom, which is so weird. So we just made it a walk-in robe.
Which I thought was extravagant
when
they bought the place. She's like, I'm going to turn this room into our wardrobe. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? That's the biggest room on the floor plan.
Yeah, it's big. It's like bigger than our master bedroom.
It's perfect. It makes so much sense now.
It does. It does because it's really good, like, lighting. It's off the bedroom. Like, what else are you going to do with it?
Also, because it's a separate room, similar to how a walk-in wardrobe works, but because it's a separate room, they've got all of the clothing, like, in open wardrobes. So
yeah, like no closed cupboards.
And it would feel so weird in there if they were closed cupboards because it would feel like a room of cupboards. But it doesn't. It feels like a dressing room.
It does feel like a dressing room. And there's a big, like, bay window, which I don't know. I did think that I was going to put a desk there so I could do my makeup in natural light. I think the reality is that almost every time I do my makeup, it's dark anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, our internal ensuite, it's going to be a nightmare to do my makeup in. But I think it might be a nightmare to do my makeup in the pitch black.
It would be nice for like when you've got a wedding on a weekend and you can do your makeup like when it's still light out and you can get ready there. That would be nice.
I just went to my first wedding where I didn't do the makeup.
Yeah, so I was going to say that never happens, does it?
Yeah, that would be hypothetically nice. So we did some IKEA PAX wardrobes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You ripped up the carpet in the bedroom.
We ripped up the carpet. So that was, in the bedroom in another room and exposed the original oak floors, which is sick. And I have a Sarah Ellison brown velvet couch on order. We also got a little side table from Sarah Ellison and a console. And
gorgeous.
We need to do some electrical work, but we're waiting on our friend who's a really good electrician and, like, very anal and will do it perfectly, but he's so busy that he's like, sorry, guys, I can't, like, push you in front of, like, fancy, people. Expensive jobs. And I'm like, that's fine. So we're waiting on that. And that room with the Sarah Ellison couch
will be blue.
That's going to be painted blue.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good update.
Yeah. Other than that, like, oh, also, our new house is near a station, which I love. Like, I've never been a train girly, but we're really close to the train now. I've always said I'd never get a train if I have to, like, walk more than 5 minutes because it just, like, adds so much time to the trip. Like, what a fucking nightmare. But we are 5 minutes from the train. And then the week we moved, so I caught the train to work, I was like, woo, I can do it in 41 minutes. I can sit in traffic for an hour and a half, or I can do it in train 41 minutes. Stunning. They closed the train line. It has been closed for 4 months.
Yeah. It's back the end of this month.
2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. No, not that I'm counting.
Adrian is. Every time he goes out for a drink in the city, he's like, I guess I'll have to drive.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I'm so not annoying. Picking you up.
So, yeah. It's cute.
That's great. What else do we have in here?
People ask, what have we been buying? I thought I'd run through some of the things I've bought recently.
Buying.
I bought a pair of Adidas Gazelles, red velvet ones.
You just called them like Gazelles. It was great.
Yeah, because I was about to say Sambas, but I think they're Gazelles, ones I got. In terms of shoes, I have been on the Notify Me list on Matches for a pair of Birkenstock clogs. Since I bought my fur-lined Birkenstock clogs, which was in 2020.
Did they not tell you when I sent you that link that they were back
in stock? I still hadn't had them. I hadn't had the email yet. I got that after you told me.
Oh, you're kidding.
Alex, wow. The wizard, got in before the Matches Notify Me. And actually, because maybe it was in Interpol. Maybe it was on another website. Whatever. Anyway, finally got my clogs, which I enjoy. I also did a bit of a Henny shop the other day and...
Yes, you
Henny did. Henny pants fit me so good. Henny do room for an ass but small waist really well. So I bought a pair of cream pants and a pair
They're beautiful.
Of long kind of like baggy light denim jeans, which I've been getting a lot of wear out of. I also did an Arquette order recently, which was good, and a Suzanne. People keep thinking I'm talking about like Suzanne. I'm talking S-E-Z-A-N-E.
Yeah.
I ordered from them recently and I got a bunch of good knitwear, which was fab.
Yeah.
So that's like what I've been shopping for recently.
That's good. What did I buy? The headphones. I bought some Apple AirPod Max. Because
for labor.
Yeah. And for, I have a funny ear problem. People with ear problems will get me. But like, I've always had funny ear canals. Mm. When it's windy outside, they get very, very, sore. Very sore and cold and it hurts. And I find that putting the buds in my ears, I really can't get more than maybe 2 hours out of them before I find it like unbearably comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then that night when I go to sleep, I can like feel my ears like at night.
Did you have grommets as a kid?
No. And okay. I've never
did you get frequent ear infections?
No, but I did get I never had an ear infection until the last couple of years. But I did get really bad aeroplane ears.
Yes, same. I used to cry every plane.
Yeah.
And my ears actually as a kid were fine, but I have also had more ear infections in the last 5 years than I ever did as a child. I was a tonsillitis kid, not an ear infection kid.
Same. I was a tonsillitis kid too. How strange.
Yeah, and I used to cry on planes, honestly, until I remember I was still with Brenton when I would cry on planes. And now, no issues, but
I still get scared. Like, I get the fear when I... like,
that it's going to happen. Yeah. I cried until about... oh, it must have been about 23. Every time I landed, which is embarrassing. I also forgot to give a shout out to my Dr. Dennis Spectralite, which I have actually been using
three times a night
to keep my perioral dermatitis at bay, and I swear it's helping.
I've been using mine too because I thought it was dead for so long, and then Adrian plugged it into a new plug and it turns out the plug I'd been using just didn't have enough power behind it to charge it. It really knocks the redness out of my face, which is so nice.
I think that's the only reason that without any actives in anything in my skincare, I have been able to maintain a decent looking.
Yeah, that's good.
Fascia.
Fascia. What else have I bought? A lot of pants, which I keep learning won't fit me for very long.
I know, how big can you go? Because if they don't fit you, like,
skirts and dresses is like all I'm going to have shortly. But Lululemon Groove Pants have worn to death.
Do you reckon they'll get you to end a pregnancy or you need one more pair?
No, I reckon they'll get me through. I bought a size up. So I bought a Lulu size 8, which is a 12? Yeah, I think so. That feels like it's not even big enough to get me through. But, like, they're...
Stretchy.
They're really good. So I strongly recommend for anyone, pregnant or not. What else have I bought? That's probably... I also bought Boston's Birkenstocks. A little while back. Love them. Yeah, that's it from me. The AirPods Max was a real
splurge. Love that for you though.
Okay, what else do people want to know?
People wanted an update on Toast and Watson, but I don't know what they...
Toast keeps vomiting her breakfast up.
Oh, so I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted to hear.
Yeah. I think we stopped mixing her food and she was only getting one and she really needed both.
Oh, really? Why does she need both?
I don't know, but she was vomiting before we started mixing her foods.
She's so annoying like
she
that.
She has such a sensitive little princess tongue. Yeah, so does
Watto. Actually, I have noticed that sometimes my farts smell like the dog's.
That's not the update people wanted.
But...
you're becoming symbiosis.
I don't know if that's a phenomenon because... Abby said that once the nurses were talking about how, have you ever cleaned out a patient's poo and it smelled like the poo you did?
When you told me that.
And I think that that's what's happening with me, that like I'm smelling.
You're just sniffing her farts too much.
Yes, and then I'm feeling like that's what my farts are that's identifying with her so farts, fun. But that's like just a weird biological link.
Okay, we'll have something to say about that. Truly, I think that's it. Any snacks? We should finish with snacks.
Okay, yeah, sure. Oh, God. It's like,
where do I begin? There's been so many snacks.
Do you know what I've been craving but haven't eaten recently? A summer roll.
Oh.
Yeah, like the nougat-covered...
odd craving for, like, this cold weather.
I was in Queensland when I was craving it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I ate a bag of last weekend?
Salt and vinegar chips?
Close. Probably. Probably, but that's not what was new.
What?
Sour Skittles.
Oh!
Eliza was over and we went to the supermarket and she's like, I really feel like sour foods. And I was like, okay. And we bought a bag of trolley like worms and sour Skittles. I wouldn't have eaten a Skittle since 2010. Like it's been a long time.
Yeah, couldn't tell you the last time.
Delicious. Oh. So chewy. Really satisfied by the chewiness of them.
Oh, I know. I did need to talk to everyone about the Kit Kat Aero Mint collab. So good. Sorry for shouting. Yep. So, like, the bottom part is, like, puff. Similar to part and half, but the same. Oh. The bottom part is, like, a normal Kit Kat chunky.
Yeah.
And then the top part has the Aero mint bit, and then the chocolate to encase it. No, there's no caramel in either of those chocolates, so they didn't just put caramel in it.
Oh, I always ate the Kit Kat Chunky with caramel.
Oh, yeah. That's a different limited edition. Anyway, they're really yummy.
Okay.
Yeah, not all Kit Kat Chunkies have caramel.
Okay.
Anyway, and also, other than eating those, which I love, I have actually been off the Chunky and on the original.
Mm.
I prefer to buy them from 7-Eleven where you can buy the share bar, which is considerably larger than the other one. But that has been my go-to snack. Also, coconut Ruff Whittakers.
Oh.
Like, I love that you can buy it in like a little slab. Yeah. It feels like such a big treaty. I've been on the Tronkies from Kinder.
Interesting.
I do love the Tronky with the wafer. And everyone goes, I'm just going to roll while I forget. Everyone goes, oh, but have you tried the Hippos? Yeah, the Hippos aren't as good. The Hippos have this weird chocolatey hazelnut cream in them, but the Tronkies just have a nice creamy cream in them. Mm. What have you been eating?
The Cobs Drizzled. The sweet and Abby said sour that they're really one, good. Or sweet and salty, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but it's chocolate.
It's still the sweet and salty popcorn, but it's got chocolate drizzled on top. So there's two options. There's the milk chocolate ones, and then there's the dark chocolate ones. I've decided I prefer the milk chocolate ones, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's a caramel-flavored popcorn with the milk chocolate on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the regular slightly salty, slightly sweet, or whatever it is, with the milk chocolate on it.
I would want the salty with the chocolate on it.
Salty only has dark chocolate, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, of course it does. Yes.
My only qualm, and it's quite a big one, is that you get very sticky fingers.
And you hate that about peckish rice crackers too, don't you?
I don't like getting sticky fingers when I'm snacking. I will graze on a snack for so long. I can't have sticky fingers for that period of time.
No. Well, when you're a mum, you'll have baby wipes and it won't be an issue.
Probably true. Probably true. Okay. That feels like good. We can end there.
Yeah. 40 Hope minutes. You enjoyed this surprise app. We'll have one other for you that's pretty much all pregnancy related. And then we probably won't speak to you for like a year. Now, we'll probably have to record an episode post-bebe.
Post-bebe. Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck getting me then.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay.
No, I'll move in. To yours.
Okay.
Live in doula.
Yes, please.
What was I? Hydration doula.
Can't wait.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.